We are learning Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis. We are beginning six lines from the top of Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis. So now the Gemara starts a new discussion. It's about Parah Aduma, but it's about that we just finished learning that a Parah Aduma, if there was a Revia, the Parah Aduma is Taka disqualified. And the question is Parah Aduma a carbon or not? It's not really a carbon. It's brought on Har HaZeisim. So is it a carbon or not? Ad kan loy pligi ela bechshashot. The whole machlokes of Eliezer and Rabbanan is if you choshes for revia. Avahecha devadei rava. But it's clear that if a guy was revia this para aduma, pasla. It's possible for para aduma. And so what's pshat? Shmamina. It would sound like from here that para kachim is beachi. It's a whole shaila how to look at para aduma. Is it a kachim is beach or kachim is beach? It must be kachim is beach. Huh? When we're not talking about oil, there's no problem with oil on the Rava. No, this is no it's oil. They do ask the kasha why no oil. No oil. They don't add any oil going on top of it. It was no oil. So here it's saying a Rava pasla shvami the par kachas bechi. They kachas bedegabayis mi mifshala ravia. Is it possible beravia? Lachaira it would not be possible beravia. If it's kachas bedegabayis, it would not be possible beravia. And for the Gemara, you're right. Maybe it's kachi bedegabayis, but shani paro the chatas kar rachmana. The Torah calls it a chatas, like we call paro's chatas. The pasuk says, "Vahoyso ladas bnei shalom esmeres l'meini da chatasi." Calls it a chatas. Since it calls it a chatas, it's all dinim of chatas. So Mar saying it really is bedegabayis, but it's all dinim of chatas. Mar says, "Yeah, that's true." Ela miyato tiposel b'yoytzidayfin. If it has dinim of chatas, it should have all psulim, and one of the psulim of chatas is yoytzidayfin. The chite ma'achinami, maybe you say, yeah, maybe Taka has a tzul yetzidayfin by chatas, which means the paraduma is born through a cesarean as possible carbon. Maybe enchinami. Alamatanya, we learned the braisa, kdisha v'yetzidayfin. If you made a paraduma yetzidayfin, psula, Tanakam says psula, Rav Shimon machsher. So how can Rav Shimon say it's kosher if it's chatasi? The chite ma Rav Shimon letamei, doma yetzidayfin v'lamayahu, maybe you'll still tell me that really it is a chatas. Now, why is it kosher of Yoytze Daifin? Because Rav Shimon says by Nida that if it's Yoytze Daifin, it gets all the Tumas Nida. We know that if Isha has a baby boy, she's tummy for 7 days no matter what. If she has a baby girl, she's tummy for 2 weeks. What about a Caesarean? Is there a Tumas Leda or not? So Rav Shimon says there is Tumas Leda. Why? It's a Vlad Malia. So maybe that's why it's kosher for Paras Chatas, because it's a Vlad Malia. But Mar says not true. It's only a special din by Isha because a special ribui that that's called a vlad. But he never said it by kachim. And still, paraduma is kosher. It must be paraduma is not a carbon. Fear of Shimon. Ella, you're right. So Mar says Ella, and the way Tosfos learns up means avada. It's taka. The taka is alz bedegabayis. Avada kachim bedegabayis. You asked me. So why if it's kachim bedegabayis? So why Taka is a apostle Berevia? It's called by the Gabayas. What's Pshat? El Shani Paro, Hoyle Mum Paisalba. Since we know a Mum Paisalba, how do we know? Because the Pasuk says that it has no Mum. So the first in the Pasuk that it can't have a Mum. The Pasuk says, Asha'im Ba Mum, Asha'loyala El. Since it's a Mum Paisalba, we have a Hekesh Mum to Znus. Because it says like this, El Shani Paro Hoyle Mum Paisalba, Dvar Eva Va Vezar Nami Paisalba. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Mashchasam Behem Mum Bam. What does Mashchasam Behem mean? The Tanah Be'er Shmuel, Komakam Shema Hashchasa, Ein Ela Dvar Eva. Hashchasa means Erva and Va Vezar. How do we know? Dvar Eva, the Chassid, Kehishchol Basar, Dvar Kael Aretz, which is going by the Dar HaMabel. So that's talking about Znuts. Va Vezar, the Chassid, Pentash Chisum, Vasisim Chem Pesal. So Hashchasa means Znus and Va Vezar. And it says, Mashchasam Bahem Mum Bam. So if it has a psul mum, it has a psul of Avodah Zarah and of Erva. Freyti Gemara Va Para Nami Hoyle Mum Paisaba. So he says that not Gemara speaks out. Va Para Nami Hoyle Mum Paisaba Dva Erva is Chav not possible. Very good shmak. Para is really Kachoy Abayis. Why is it have a psul revia? Because since it has mum, so also has dvar erva, vaver ischavim, they're both apostle. That's how it goes. They're both apostle because it has it. What's beyond the Rabbanon who say that it's apostle? What's beyond the Rabbanon who say, let's say, by Yoytze Doifin, that it's apostle? So that type speaks out because he holds chatas karachmana. But Rav Shimon holds it's a regular full-fledged Betek Abayis. I can ask me, so why is Revei a pasul? Teretz is, because this pasuk Moshchas and Mumbam, there's a hekish of Azara and Gila Rais to Mumbam. So that's very clear. So what's pshat? Why a Revei is pasul? We had a problem. Why is it pasul? Because Kachem Abayis, Kachem Mizbeach? No, Teretz is. Because Chatasi? No. Teretz is because it's pasul. Gufa, Tony Shila, my time. We had before on Oman Aleph that Tony Shila, my time, the Eliezer. Why can Fear of Eliezer, why can he buy a paraduma from a guy? You have to buy it from a Jew, not from a guy. So Mar says, is that a good Rasha? El Miata, it says by the Chuma Samishkon, collecting for the Dava Samishkon, El Miata, Dabra Abne Shav, Yichu li Truma. You tell me for the Mishkan for the base Mikdash only have from buy from Yid, not from a guy. Only buy. It's not true. From Rabbi Yudom Shmuel, a famous story. Shalu is Rabbi Yezar Heichan Kibur Aveim. How far do you have to go Kibur Aveim? Omer lahem Tzuru U Ma Osu Avichav Mechel Aviv. I'll show you what a guy who was not mechuyev in Kibur Aveim what he did for his father by Ashkelon. But Doma Ben Asina Shmuel. Name was Doma Ben Asina. Pam Achas. Bikshu menu avonim le'efayd. The one time needed, they were missing one of the avonim for the efayd. Some say it was for the choshen, but they were missing one of the avonim for the efayd. And they needed it, and they were willing to pay a lot of money, because it was a very expensive stone. On top of dal m'alef, v'shishim ribu yischar, they were willing to pay 60,000 dinarim for that. Rav Kana masti v'shmoyna ribu, 80,000 dinarim. V'hoyim avtechos, and the keys to the treasure, to the chest, that this stone was in, was Menachas Tachas Mer Shoyes V'Aviv. It was under the head of the father, and he was sleeping. Leitzir, they did not wake him up. And he lost the sale. He lost the sale there. Now, the Pella is that if the father would have known about it, he would have wanted to wake him up. He's going to lose 80,000 dinarim, he'll wake him up. Of course, then he made him Mozart. The Teretz is, Mepharshim say, it was the father wasn't going to make money. It belonged to the son, the stone. And the father's a kid so much about still making money. Some say the father was a shaita, and therefore he didn't care about the son making money. But in any case, it would have been a tzara for his father. He didn't wake up his father. He lost all that money. But what do you see? They were going to buy from a guy. So you see, he could buy the chuma from a guy, the mishkan stuff from a guy, basically from a guy. And he just told me a drasha. Shila's a drasha. Yichu b'nei yishov, like guy. So the Gemara, no, because it says avnim, avne shayam. Hifsegin. It doesn't say vi avne. It says in the pasuk, v'yichu lecha, v'yichu li truma, v'yis kolish v'jerim, it says, zah v'chesev v'nechayishash, u'scheles v'agam v'slash shani, v'shesh v'yizim, v'oyreis eilim, it says vi. But avne shayam, it says vi avne shayam. So it's not part of yichu b'nei yishah. It's not part of b'nei yishah. So the Gemara, no, it's not true. It says va'avnim blum ksiv the hod arve. It says va'avnim afterwards that makes it back arve. This is one of Tosis may write or handling the stones of avnim blum, not the avnim shayim, because more asked the va'avnim blum the vav. So that's kasha number one. So how can you buy from a guy for your drasha? Va'oid even more. They actually bought a para aduma from him. Va'oid tani sefer l'shon acheres nodloi para aduma. L'maisa next year as a schar for Doma ben Asina, it was born in his flock a para aduma be'edroi. They came in to buy it. It's very not common to have a paraduma. You give me all the money in the world. But actually, only taking that 60,000 or 80,000. The only thing that I lost before my father, I'm going to take that. So what's the cash? So the cash is, you see, you're allowed to buy from a guy. So twice, you see, it's the stone and the paraduma itself. And Shila said, from a drasha of Yichu B'nei Yisrael, they can't buy from a guy. Teretz is Hosam Idei Tagir Yisrael Zoven. That you bought it Idei, a Tagir Yisrael was a middleman. You use the middleman. If you use a middleman, you can buy it. A Beis Mikdash can't buy directly from a guy, but a Yid could buy from a guy, and then the Beis Mikdash from the Yid, and then it's fine. It's Idei Tagir Yisrael. That's the answer to the kasha. Idei Tagir Yisrael, it'll work.